Are we on air yet?
Yeah, we're on air.
We're air. Boy, welcome to Technology.
Technology 101.
Education 2.1, where the host isn't the most technologically proficient person, but we do have streaming. So if you jump on your 99.7 Facebook page, Carlos, have we got streaming happening?
Hang on, I've got to find the right button.
You did have the right button and then I hit the wrong one.
Oh, goodness.
But trust us, this is, this is live radio. And we'll just get back and start it again.
Here we go.
But Damien, welcome to the show again. It's been probably 6 months since...
Been about that since I was last here, yeah, so it's been good.
Now tell me, you said in your email you were just going over where you've been, Tokyo.
I've done Tokyo, I've done Jordan, and I've done the US this year. Yeah, in terms of outside of Australia, but it's been a very, very hectic year this year.
Unbelievable. Plus all your local shows, plus everything, local workshops you've been doing. Damien owns Domobotics, which is a PD workshops for teachers, students, all in education robotics. Been doing this for, has his PhD in robotics, so he's a man who knows everything that's needed to, but dedicates so much time to helping schools understand the complex world of robotics. You know, it's a world where you get shonky salespeople in and start selling you everything that you think you need.
In the last probably 5 years, there's just so many companies that have come through that are doing educational robotics now, and so trying to wade through all the possibilities and try and find out what's best for different schools, because every school has a different requirement.
It does. And I know from my marketing side, I unpack all these businesses and just find out how shonky most of them are. You know, they just use words and then it's not. So don't put my face on here, please, Carlos. That is way too rude. Alrighty, Damien. Now, do you want me to do the streaming? Alrighty. Now,
so I've just kind of brought in a bit of a selection of stuff that I'm seeing in classrooms at the moment. So there's a real wide variety. I kind of want to harp on this idea that we don't teach robotics, we use robots to teach the curriculum. And the main place where this stuff fits in really nicely is the technologies curriculum, the science curriculum, the maths curriculum. So a bit of a variety of different sorts here. One of my favourites for the younger kids are these little B-bots here. So this thing just looks like an oversized bee. Nice thing about this is you don't have to hook it to a computer, which means the kids don't really have to know that much about computers to still program it. And the great thing about it is we can just get it up and running by pressing a couple of buttons on here. So we've got, say, a forward, forward, right, forward, and if I hit go, we can start teaching kids about directional language, forward, backwards, lefts and rights, and really getting the kids to think about sequential programming, this idea that we have a set of instructions that we need to work our way through. So a lot of fun. Kids really enjoy this one here, watching it move. There's a real sense of satisfaction when someone writes a program and then watches a robot move and do stuff. Moving up from that, we've got something like this one here. So it's like a little Ozobot. It's got some sensors down the bottom, which allow it to, for those that can see the live stream, it's just following this little line around. We can start teaching kids about sensors and interaction with the real world.
That's cute.
Cause and effect and those sorts of things. And all this stuff ties back into our curriculum that we need to be teaching. Unfortunately, in today's day and age, we don't have time to do just fun stuff in classroom. Everything has to meet a curriculum goal. And if we can use something engaging like these little robots here to teach, I know you're talking about computational thinking before, problem decomposition, algorithms, all these really fancy words. But at the end of the day, if we have these fun, engaging ways of getting kids involved with this sort of stuff, then we're more likely for them to hold on to that kind of knowledge. So that little guy there is a nice little fun one to run around.
And for these ones, Damien, they'd be obviously looking at the early years.
Yeah, early years. These ones here, you know, I'm looking kind of up around grade 6. That being said, these at the end of the day are just a tool, and it depends on the teacher and how you use it. I've seen teachers use these things effectively across quite a wide range of ability levels. So some of the other ones I've got here, we've got a little Lego robot here with the sensor on the front here. This sensor here is an ultrasonic sensor. So again, we start teaching kids about sensors and interaction with the outside world. And the sensor on here is exactly the same as what you'll find in the bumper of a car. So when a car backs up and it starts beeping, we want to kind of make those links to the real world technology, what's out there in the real world and what they can do. So I'm just going to set this one off. So for those people watching on the live stream, this will just bounce around avoiding walls. So as it drives up, the sensor detects that there's a wall there. It'll have a little spin around and a move back, and off it goes again. So the great thing about the Lego ones too is they're very customizable. You can pull them apart, put them together in lots of different ways to kind of address lots of different requirements. Probably one of the last ones I've got around here is Dash over here. So I've got a got myself a little volunteer who's just driving Dash around. Now, at the moment, Dash is just... Save a robot. At the moment, Dash is just under remote control. And so we can actually steer it around. And if you just press some of those buttons, you can make some noises and do some behaviours. But again, we're showing how we've got this interaction between, say, a tablet and a robot that can drive around and do things. This is great for the young kids, where they can see that cause and effect. I press a button. I press a button and the robot does something. But then we can also step it up to a full programming language where the kids can actually drag and drop their own instructions around and get the robot to do, you know, what it wants to do. It's all well and good to watch a robot kind of drive around, but it's a lot more fun to actually be the boss of the robot and tell the robot what to do.
They're amazing toys. I mean, what if any parents out there want the kids to actually get involved in something like this, what's the entry level? I mean, how much are we talking about in terms of dollars? And
With these ones here, you kind of get what you pay for. There are robots out there that are advertised for $20, $30, mm-hmm. and really they're not great. If you want something robust, you've got to spend a little bit more. Something like these little BeeBots, which are great for the preppies, you're looking up to around about $60, $70 for one of those. The Ozobots, that nice one that was driving around mm-hmm. tracing the line, again, a similar sort of price. Funny things. Step up to something like a Lego, you're looking at around about $300-$400, possibly more for a kit, depending on which version.
But they can do more stuff, of course. Yeah,
you can do a lot more than a lot more sensors. And the nice thing about the Lego is it integrates with your standard Lego. So if kids have Lego at home already, they can start adding it in. I see in particular things like the Lego and the Vex sets very heavily adopted in schools because they're so flexible. These things, you know, they're not cheap, and for a school to make a large investment, you don't want just your grade 6 class used mm-hmm. it for term 1 and get put away in a cupboard. You really want this stuff to extend, and if it means we can go all the way down to grade 3s and 4s, or we can extend all the way through to grade 11s and 12, yep. that makes it a really useful resource.
Wow. That's been impressive.
It does. Well, I'm going to cancel our live streaming now, so if I hit the right button, otherwise the studio blows up. Let's see how we go.
I mean, then, yeah... Then you get angry when you're about to change the channels on the TV and the remote control sitting on the TV.
You could build a robot to
That's right. That would be perfect.
That would be. Yeah.
One of the key things, because as you know, my wife's heavily involved in the same area as you, Damien, and you'll actually just get to see her TED speech. She's just
excellent.
Yes, my wife said to plug that. Yes, oh, she's done. Robots need to go to school.
Yes.
So, that was at a QUT TEDx one just the other week. The video's just out, so I'll be pumping it out. But with the Lego robotics and the others, Lego allows you to go to, besides the programming, it actually brings in the engineering skills because you're building.
Definitely.
And that's one of the great things that Lego does, is that you not only do the computer side and the programming side, you actually do really the engineering.
It's a physical structure,
and
right.
And so you have to build it, program it, so maybe the program's not working or maybe the build's not working. So,
mm-hmm. And that's really important in a classroom because we have, as part of the technologies curriculum, there's two strands to it. There's a design and technology, and there's digital technologies. So your digital technologies is all your programming, but where this stuff is really flexible is jumping into the design and technology, mm-hmm. actually coming up with a prototype of something you want to solve. So, for example, fetching the remote control, how do I actually build a robot to do that? I can't do all of that in software. There will be parts of the robot that I have to build.
That's right.
And so getting those kids to think through those ideas is really mm-hmm. important.
Mm.
Well, that's awesome.
Absolutely fantastic.
Amazing.
Damien, I thank you. Damien comes over from the south side, so I really do appreciate that coming out here.
Not a problem at all.
And I think the more we can get you on and involve parents and show them how engaging these things are, you know, it's fascinating. So thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Damien.
Until next time.